The San Francisco 49ers face the Baltimore Ravens for Super Bowl 47 this weekend in New Orleans. If you can't afford $1,500 for the nosebleed seats, you may be joining millions of fans watching on the biggest TV they can find. An increasing number of fans are also following the NFL experience on small screens through social media, especially this season when much of the drama took place off the field. Tweets and posts by fans, players, and sometimes even players' wives offered a parallel play-by-play to NFL action and inaction, which resulted in a few PR scrambles. It's all new territory for the NFL, which only last year began dipping its heavily guarded brand into the social media fray. Doug Trabu is producer and reporter for NPR's Owning a Game and is with us from member station WBUR in Boston. Doug, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thanks a lot, Virginia.
So we talked to you last year, just before the Super Bowl, and at that time the league was just getting its sea legs in social media and letting players tweet with limits. How's the league doing with it today?
Well, they're definitely still sort of keeping a close eye on things, but I think they've embraced it a lot more at this point than they had last year. Last year, it was a big deal to set up computers on the sidelines during the Pro Bowl so players could actually tweet during the games, which they're not allowed to do during normal games during the course of the season. And they penalized a lot of players. Last year, Chad Ochocinco had been penalized for a tweet that was just too close to the window before the game. So there are all these sort of rules and regulations, but they do seem to be embracing it quite a bit more. And there's just such a thirst for the information that you can see it reflected. I mean, Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, has 358,000 followers on Twitter. And one of the PR people, one of the head PR guys for the league, Greg Aiello, he has 57,000 followers. So there's that many people out there thirsty for this, any tidbit that they'll get from an official league source. So they have to kind of go with it.
Well, the players and officials might be on a little bit of a short leash, but the fans are not. And some of the drama was helped along by Twitter this season, starting with the referee strike. Sports writers even have pointed to the groundswell of commentary and parodies about substitute refs on Twitter as playing a role in the NFL's eventual concessions to the professional refs. What do you think?
I think that the social media outlets have really just so increased the pace of things going viral, and they've cut down that middleman. You know, even with the internet, it still took a while for things to kind of percolate by people emailing them to each other and talking about them and Googling them. But with social media, it's right in your face immediately. So if there's a bad call, a video or a picture gets tweeted around, and then it just spreads like wildfire. And social media played a direct part in one of the big controversies of the replacement refs while the regular refs were locked out earlier this year, when the Saints and Panthers were about to play a game in September. The NFL, someone noticed that one of the replacement refs was a Saints fan. It said it on his Facebook page.
Ooh,
so when they caught that, they had to pull Brian Strappolo from the staffing of that game, had to find a replacement official. So, social media in that case exposed a potential conflict on the field. And then, you know, as you say, it's the fans don't have any restrictions, and their criticism, the league is going to hear that immediately. It's not just boos in a stadium. It's actually written out thoughtful ideas that are criticizing the calls and bad calls.
Well, on to this Super Bowl, the Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis is now the target of a story that's got a lot of haters tweeting photos of deer. What's going on here, Doug?
Well, Lewis missed a big chunk of this season with a torn tricep, and the accusations that have come out in Sports Illustrated this week say that he used deer antler spray, which is actually restricted by the NFL, to help him recover from that injury in time to make it back for the playoffs. And that's certainly, that story, again, going more viral, more criticism. It's definitely taking a more prominent role because of the ability to spread it through social media.
It's not the first time Lewis is the target of pointed tweets. The Patriots receiver, Wes Welker's wife, had to apologize for her Facebook post questioning Ray Lewis's hero status after the Pats lost to the Ravens. We've also got another Patriots wife, Bianca Wilfork, with a huge following on Twitter. Now, does the NFL crack down on wives?
Well, I don't think they can officially really do anything about that, but I do think that probably teams and the players have conversations about what's appropriate or what puts the husband or his team in an awkward position. Anna Welker's comments were very pointed about Ray Lewis and pretty accurate. She mentioned his involvement in a murder case about a decade plus ago, and she mentioned that he has several children by several women. But she got very personal and then retracted that statement. But again, it went viral because it was on Facebook and it was public.
Okay, of course, Tom Brady's supermodel wife, Giselle, last year went viral within a video that defending her husband's Super Bowl performance by criticizing his receivers. Quickly, is there a Giselle award this year for the most contentious tweet or post?
Well, I got to think that Anna Welker is up there just because although what she said, it had been said many times to right after a game, right after the penultimate game, you know, that advances Ray Lewis to the Super Bowl in the final game of a Hall of Fame career, to call him out like that on Facebook after the AFC Championship game. That's got to be up there.
Well, you know, it's the wives. You just can't keep a lid on them. Doug Tribou, producer.
They're proud of their men.
Doug Tribou, a producer and reporter with NPR's Owning a Game. We thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Virginia.
Owning a Game airs on NHPR on Saturdays at 7 in the morning. And you can follow Doug's tweets about the NFL and other sports on Twitter at Owning a Game and his own feed at Doug Tribou. Now, another Super Bowl story of note today. New York Times reporter and famous presidential prognosticator Nate Silver has made his own predictions for the big game. If you're a Ravens fan, you're probably going to hope he's wrong, because this mathematically precise brain favors the 49ers. We thank you so much for joining us today for our Blitz of New Ideas. I'm Virginia Prescott, and I wish you a happy and hearty Super Bowl weekend. Remember, just because the Patriots are not playing, we can still all enjoy those chicken wings.